Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
All of the projects will get done. They will get done. But I just knew that, and I think my clients at the time knew, some of these are going to be coming out late. There are going to be some, and I'm ashamed to say it, there are going to be some that come out that just aren't as good as they could be. They might be good, but they're nowhere near as good as what they could be. And the biggest mistake I've made was not saying no when I should have said no.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real, which is all of us, isn't it? Today, I'm joined once again by Joseph Sim. Joe is a wedding videographer and a talented filmmaker in general. And actually, you know what? He's an award-winning wedding videographer. He won Alberta's Best Wedding Videographer Award in, I think it was 2019. So, I mean, pretty awesome guy. He's also a personal friend, so I'm delighted to have him back on the show. He was also previously on episodes 12 and 52, and today's lesson is he overpromised and underdelivered. That's coming up after the break. Hey guys, real quick before we get into today's show, I just wanted to say a huge thank you for listening, and thank you for all the ways that you offer support, whether it's through reviews or sharing it with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of this episode. If you want to find more ways to support us, you can go to mechoradio.com/support. That's mechoradio.com/support. Again, that's mechoradio.com/support. And with that, let's get on to today's show. Joe Sim, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Oh boy, golly. Yes, sir, I am.
That's perfect.
How was that?
That was perfect.
Was that good? Would you prefer a yes next time around?
No, that was good. I'm only recording it once. I'm going to use that.
Oh, that's
all that three episodes.
Wow, no redos.
No redos.
Wow.
No redos.
I've learned life lessons already. Let's do this thing.
Let's talk about saying yes to everything. You're going to have to explain how that's bad, because obviously on the surface it sounds so nice and so adventurous. So fill me in a little bit on that.
Yes is a great word. It's a great word. And I'm glad you asked, because I think I'm hesitant to say a tagline like that, because without context, it seems very contradictory. Actually, it seems quite the opposite to pretty much how I definitely how I was raised anyway. So as the context is, as a filmmaker, as a newly self-employed freelancing filmmaker, the dream is just a singular inquiry. You're just begging, pleading, and praying that someone, just anyone, one person would be remotely interested in teaming up with you to do a video project for themselves, a video project for their business. And so that's what I was doing. And I remember that feeling, that desperate feeling, quite viscerally. If we flash forward about 3.5 years later, there have been many mistakes that have been made. There have also been some really good things that have happened. And there was one project in particular that went really quite well. And there were a lot of people around that particular project that saw it go quite well. And now compare the begging for at least one inquiry to now all of a sudden there is just a surge. And just in a short space of time, a surge of new inquiries and new business, which you have to remember at the time, like that's something I would do just about anything for. So the fact that there was almost more than I could even comprehend was a very exciting time. It was a very ambitious time. And that's the plan too. Like surely that's what you're trying to get to. You're trying to get to the point where there's more than you could even know what to do with. And at the time it seemed like that's what it was. And you know, the term is luck is going to be opportunity. And here it is. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? And turns out I was not ready for it, but I still took them all anyway. And I really do think I had the best intentions for it. But if I'd spent even just a couple of minutes to really analyze, okay, this is the amount of projects and just the intense scope of all these projects, this is what I'm really committing to. And this is the time period in which they'll all need to be done. That includes re-edits, that includes touch-ups, everything. Am I really ready for it? And I found out maybe weeks after that, no, you're not even close to being ready for this, but you've committed and you've started working on all of them.
Was there a particular point in there where you're sitting, you have all this work, you're thinking this is great, and then you realize, like, there's no way I can get this all done? Like, what was that moment like?
I'm assuming it was like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. I'd love to say, like, no, I couldn't sleep at night. No, I didn't have the option. I was working until 3 a.m., 4 a.m. And at some point, that's when my brain was like, hey, this isn't really, I don't know if this is working the way that we thought it was going to work. And it just, I'm that realization, it came really, really fast, but it also, it came way too late because I'd started filming these projects. And I'd just gone too far down the line. And it just became very apparent that all of the projects will get done. They will get done. But I just knew that, and I think my clients at the time knew, some of these are going to be coming out late. There are going to be some, and I'm ashamed to say it, there are going to be some that come out that just aren't as good as they could be. They might be good, but they're nowhere near as good as what they could be. And I've learned a lot of lessons in the last 4 years of self-employed filmmaking. The biggest mistake I've made was not saying no when I should have said no. Just continually saying yes. Again, you might have great intentions, but it breaks my heart too. I can't tell you the amount of genuinely sleepless nights I've had over this, but there are some people that I just adore, completely admire, that were so gracious in allowing me to work with them. But I completely let them down. And realistically, it doesn't matter how much I still admire them, appreciate them, I'll probably never work with them again. And that's, there have been some really, really long nights thinking about that.
Yeah. So when you struggle with this, when you have this huge failure on your hands, and you're not sure what to do, like, what did you do? How did you climb out of that hole and make your way back up?
I had the wrong idea of how I was going to get out of it. You can trick yourself into thinking it's just this event. So when the event's done, I'll be out of it. I just need to start working. And I couldn't. There were months that went by where I was just, the guilt and the shame that followed along with that was so real and tangible. And I just assumed time would make it go away. The biggest advice that I would give to anyone that has maybe let someone down or let themselves down is I promise you, it will not stop haunting you until you've implemented precautions to allow that specific example to never happen again. Obviously, as a filmmaker, that toolkit or the specific examples might not work for what it is that you're dealing with if you've let yourself down or let someone else down. But you can't move away from it, or the guilt won't let you, this was my experience anyway, the guilt won't let you move away from it until you've decided the exact parameters to prevent that if you had the opportunity to redo it. Because otherwise, you're just a ticking time bomb until the next devastating event occurs, because you've not made those changes yet. It was only when I started making those changes that it didn't go away, but it certainly helped. And the anxiety and the fear of that thing happening again was somewhat gone.
Yeah. Any final parting words on the subject of this particular broken bulb?
If you're listening to this, please do not promise more than you're able to actually deliver. Just save yourself the heartache and the headache.
And of course, we finish each episode with that one bulb, that one idea, try number 1000 that worked, or at least is working for now. So feel free to brag and to plug. What is it that's working for you now?
I did not know this was part of it, but I do have one, and it is in fact a plug. So I don't know when exactly this is releasing. This will either be in development, or it will be, oh goodness, I could be speaking to the future right now. It might be out. The thing that I'm working on might finally be out. It's good to know. I'm currently working on a series that I've been thinking about mapping out for the last 3-4 years. This is a 10-part online series called This Is Joe. It's about 10 vital life lessons that I learned as a self-employed filmmaker. The reason why I bring it up here is it wasn't working for a really long time on the scripts, in the scripting phase, because I thought, in order to try and be, you know, helpful, or dare I say it, attempts at even being slightly inspirational, I just talk about things that went well. Like, what are some of the highlights of the last 3 years as a self-employed filmmaker, the last 4 years as a self-employed filmmaker? And it just, it was missing something. And Alex, you're actually the main reason that it started working. And I'm going to be filming it 3 weeks from now. Instead of just focusing on all the things that went well, I'm actually spending a whole lot more time on the things that didn't. And goodness, it feels so much more authentic now. And I think it's going to have much more practical information than, oh, look at this cool thing. No, I'll tell you the worst things that I did so that you can not do them in the future. So I have you to thank for that. And it's a series that I'm really, really looking forward to. I've been lucky enough to work and meet with some very, very inspiring people with practical information. And that's what I'm happy to pay it forward and share with anyone that wants to watch the 10-part series. It's called This Is Joe.
Amazing. We're going to have links to it in the show notes because I believe that it will be out.
So I'm going to have to edit it on time. Great. Great. Now I have to actually
You're committed now. You're
sure.
committed.
All right. Yes, that's great. Alex, thank you, man. This has been great.
Thank you, Joe. This has been fantastic. And thank you for listening. Make sure you figure out what went wrong and how you'll prevent it from happening again. I know I've had to do this again and again and again with every single project I've had. I'm even constantly making little changes and shifts to how I produce this podcast so that I can try and bring my best. And yes, there is definitely such a thing as saying yes too often. Special thank you to Joe for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including This Is Joe. It was a really cool series Joe put together last year. You can also follow him elsewhere through the links I've put in the show notes. And if you want to support Broken Bulbs and the rest of the work I do, please visit mechoradio.com/support. That's mechoradio, mechoradio.com/support. Or click the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecho Radio. And we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecho.